Fired up next will be USC coach Andy Enfield, and USC is home hosting the Bay Area schools. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Jim Tilt, the Los Angeles Times.
Annie, I sort of have a two-part question. One is, if there's one thing you had to point to try and get the team winning again, what would it be? Is it the turnovers, or is it something else? And the second part is, Byron Wesley, he's doing very well on both ends of the court. He leads the team in scoring and rebounds. I was just wondering if you could talk about him for a minute.
Okay, to answer your first question, what can we do? Well, we need to play. We've played well in stretches of all our games, but we haven't been able to put 40 minutes together. And it's I know our players are frustrated, but they are working hard, and we're playing 4 freshmen, a few inexperienced upperclassmen, sophomores, juniors. So they haven't been in certain situations a lot, meaning when teams go on 4, 6, 8-point runs, we need to do a better job of realizing the time and score and what the situation of the game is to make sure we get great shots on offense and also to ramp up our defense. And we've been in a lot of games that we've lost, but there's been crucial points in each Pac-12 game where the other team went on a big run and we were not able to stop the run at 4, 5, 6 points, and it grew to maybe an 8 or 10 or 12 point run, and it's really hurt us. So that's what we need to do a better job on both ends of the floor, and I'll take responsibility for that. We get to either make adjustments of what we're doing or substitutions or our rotation, et cetera. So we're searching for some answers, but I am proud of our team that they're very enthusiastic, and hopefully that enthusiasm will carry over to the game.
What about Mr. Wesley?
Byron Wesley is is really focused he's one of the elite drivers of getting in the lane and finishing in the country. His statistics show that he's one of the best in the country at doing that. And Byron is working on his playmaking abilities for his teammates. He's also working on his outside shooting. And he rebounds at a high level for a guard. So now defensively, I've thought all along that he could be one of the best defenders in our conference if he's engaged, and meaning on the ball defense and off the ball defense, and he's working hard on that. So I give Byron a lot of credit because he's put the time in and to improve as an individual, and he's also shown some excellent leadership qualities as a teammate. So we expect him to keep progressing, and he's very valuable to our success.
Fine, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Morning, Coach. Just wonder about Terrell. He's coming. You got him coming off the bench, and he scores a lot for considering the number of minutes he's playing. Why is he better coming off the bench than starting?
JT is explosive offensively when he takes good shots. He has had a problem throughout his career of taking contested jump shots, and he's worked hard at that. He's made progress in that regard. We need JT to score for us, but also he needs to limit his turnovers and limit his bad shots, because when you're shooting in the mid-30s from the field, the difference between shooting in the mid-40s and the mid-30s is usually your shot selection. It has nothing to do with how good a shooter you are, or it's usually your shot selection in his case, because he's very good when he's open. He's also very good at driving the ball to the basket. So we like his ability off the bench to give us some instant offense. He also has the experience as a senior, but he probably will be we'll probably use him in the starting lineup at times and also off the bench at times for the rest of the year.
Thanks very much.
Your next question comes from Scott Wolf, LA Daily News.
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Hey, Scott.
How much of a concern is just, you know, the morale of the team right now, just because you've had the schedule pretty difficult in terms of the teams you're playing and, you know, getting off to a tough start in the conference?
Sure. Well, Scott, I am proud of our team because we've had great practices leading up to a few of these games, and they've been enthusiastic. They've played hard. They've been they've executed at practice with a lot of energy, and so it is frustrating, I think, for our players and our coaches to practice so well and so hard, and then in the games, there's just been stretches where we've played the same way and played well, but there's been key stretches of the game where we've fallen behind, and sometimes it's in the first half, sometimes it's in the second half, and it is challenging to keep your enthusiasm and morale, as you put it. But I'm very proud of our players because they've been able to do that. So they. Our last road trip at Utah and at Colorado, we didn't lose because we didn't care or didn't we weren't good team. They weren't good teammates. They were great teammates, and they cared for each other. They cared that it hurt them that they lost, and so I have nothing negative at all to say about this group. Other than the fact that they need to handle in-game runs a little better. And hey, I'm as big to blame as the players, so I'm not putting the blame on the players, but I need to do a better job of managing the game, and our players need to do a better job of realizing that when those runs are occurring, of what they can do as a unit on both ends of the floor to be more competitive and to stop those key runs that the other teams seem to go on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Darren Saavedra, San Jose Mercury News.
Hey, Andy. Beyond the highlight reel dunks, what has Aaron Gordon added to the Arizona team?
Well, Aaron Gordon is an elite athlete with a high motor. You know, in basketball terms, that means he plays very hard for the entire game, and he seems to be flying all over the place at a high energy level and with quickness and strength and then he has ability to affect the game. He affects winning in a variety of ways with his offense, his defense, his shot blocking, just his motor and his enthusiasm. So it's hard to pinpoint to say Aaron Gordon does this great or that great, or he just affects winning in a variety of ways. So I guess that's. It's a tremendous compliment when you do that, and he's a terrific player, and he's got a very bright future ahead of him.
Thank you.
All right, Andy, that'll do it for you this week. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. We'll see you.